在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
So usually, do people want to come up and talk to you after the show, or are people usually kind of shy and they don't know how to approach you?
Yeah, so that's another thing. I mean, we have a CD stall, and some people are very forward and they'll come and instantly like rush up and buy a CD. But I think in Japan especially, it seems like people are kind of shyer about approaching you. So giving out a questionnaire and asking people to write it, it gives them an excuse to come up and talk to you anyway if they're interested later. So, yeah, whenever we've given out questionnaires, it seems like we sell more CDs on those days.
And you actually just pass this out to the audience.
Yeah. Normally, there's not that huge a number of people there, maybe 40, 50 people.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more. It depends on the night.
Mm.
So this is what I'm describing here is for a gig that's sort of away from home, you know?
Right.
We played a concert just recently in Oita, where we live. And that was more of an event that we organized, so we pretty much knew most of the people who had come anyway. In that case, we played for longer, didn't do the questionnaire thing, and just went out drinking after the after the gig. It was a more relaxed event on the night and afterwards, but of course preparing for it in advance required a lot more effort, making sure people came and calling other bands to come and play with us and that sort of side of things.
So do you have a fan base, a big fan base?
I wouldn't say it's massive, but yeah, I guess when we play in Oita, normally somewhere between, on a good day, maybe 35, 40, on a bad day, 15 to 20 people would come and see us.
Still, but, that's good.
But I mean, that's more, you know, we have to proactively contact them and say, hey, you want to come and see a band? It's not like we just put an advert in the paper and everyone turns up. Unfortunately.
Well, hey, you know, give it time. Give it time.